Hey,
Good day, sir. My name is Arterius, and I'm returning your call on behalf of customer support. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
24060.
24060. May I ask your name?
Jacob Price.
Thank you, sir. You said your name was Jacob Price?
Yes.
So that's J-A-C-O-B-P-R-I-C-E.
Yep.
All right, thank you. Have you used your card and paid like a shipping fee, Mr. Price? Or seen any unfamiliar charges?
Well, yeah, the fraud department called and said that there had been several attempts at several charges on my card. So I was calling to cancel all that. I don't know what it is. I don't want to do any business with that.
Can I try your email address? That may work. Because I'm still trying to get you pulled up. You still here with me, Mr. Price?
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Seems we got disconnected. All right, but yes, sir. I want to try your email and try and get my system to singify you. Because your name, you may have a common name, so it's having problems deciphering you. But your email should do it. But if not, you know, from there, you could just let me know.
Okay, it's J-K-P.
J-A as in apple, P as in Paul?
No, J-K.
Gotcha, uh-huh.
P.
Uh-huh.
S-S-H-O-O-P-E-R at gmail.com.
Thank you. I'm going to read it back to you, make sure I got it right. I got J as in Jim, K as in kite, P, S, Hooper at gmail.com.
Nope.
I got it wrong.
Let me try again.
Okay. See, it broke all that. Everything you said then, it was broken up. I didn't understand none of it, unfortunately.
That's okay. I may not have great service. Let me move to a different spot.
I can hear you good now. You're clear now.
Okay. It's J-K-P-S-H-O-O-T-E-R.
So after that, S-H-O-O, that's P as in Paul or T as in Tom?
T is in Tom.
All right. At gmail.com. So that's Shooter.
Yep. JKP Shooter.
At gmail.com. Thank you.
Yep.
That didn't work neither, Mr. Jacob. Is your name the only name? Are you seeing charges, but they're not coming back to a specific name? You think they could be in another family member's name?
Probably not. I'm the only one with the card. Like I said, there was several $54 and something charges attempted after they say the $7.95 or something was gone through.
You want to try the last four of the card?
It's 3928.
All right. And see if this works. I'll see your name, but normally if it's anyone in the household that made a purchase, it'll still pull up their name also. And no, sir, I didn't see your name.
Okay, it didn't. I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm the only one tied to the account.
I got you. I got you. But sometimes we'll get a female and it's her husband, or we'll get a husband and it's his son. You know, so that's, I'm just checking each corner.
Oh,
yeah. So that we can. Have you tried contacting your bank or your...
I did. Yeah, I talked to the bank and she put me in touch with the fraud department, which I, like I said, I'd received emails, messages through the app, by banking app and all that, say that there have been charges denied because of fraudulent activity. And then when I talked to somebody, she gave me this number to call and said that, you know, whatever was going on, they were trying to charge, you know, so much for a monthly fees or something.
How much you said the charge was for?
It was 54, I think it was 54 something, 54.95 or something like that.
And you said your name is Jacob Price?
Yep, J-A-C-O-B-P-R-I-C-E.
I'm not even seeing that charge. And if you know that it's not in another name, then
yeah,
yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. But the thing that I do tell all my customers, if I can't get them pulled up, is to try and contact their bank or the credit card company. But it seems you already did that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So you may have to call them back and tell them that the number that they gave you, you know, we didn't have you in our system. So to make sure that that's correct, because I don't want you to have to change out your card.
Yeah, well, I might just go ahead and do it just to be safe.
I don't blame you if you don't feel like you're going to be able to catch it, or, you know, but through us, it's not through us, because it will take that zip. We'll get your zip and they'll show the names and I get your name. So, you know, normally if it's with us, then we'll be able to get you pulled up.
Yeah, the zip was 24060.
Let me try it again. You said 24060?
Yes.
No, sir. I got a Ken Williams, a Terry Simpkins, Jimmy Howard, Tommy Candice, and another Jimmy Howard, but no Jacob Price.
Okay. Well, I'll touch base back with her and see if I can't figure out something.
All right, Mr. Price, I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, sir.
Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.